Juan Manuel Carbonell. He is a recent graduate of IRBS and Westminster Seminary in Escondido, and he is here with his wife and his children. They will be returning to Argentina, where he will be serving the Lord and also taking part in the William Carey Seminary, where Sam Masters is president of the seminary down there that we also help to support. And this is the first time I've had the honor of meeting our dear brother, and know very little about him. So he's going to come and open the word for us. And then afterward, he's going to tell us something about himself and the work that he is going to be involved in down there in Argentina. So, brother, please come and open God's word to us tonight.
Okay, good evening. Nice to be here. My name is Manuel Carbonell. I'm from Argentina. I'm so glad to be here. I have the chance to learn in IRBS from your pastor, Rob Nelson, it's okay? And Pastor Gustafson, about how to share the gospel. And I have to admit, I was really moved by what you share, brother, in the IRBS course. And seminary is not a place where you really move so frequently. And that class about sharing the gospel in abortion clinics and all that this church is doing, it was really a blessing. And I really encourage you to continue and to support the work here. I have a brief message from the Gospel of Luke. I invite you to open your Bible, Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. The title of the message is Do Not Be Anxious. We're going to read Luke chapter 12 from verse 22 until 34. Luke chapter 12, verse 22 to 34. This is the word of the Lord Jesus. And he said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was no dressed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown out into the oven, how much more he will clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourself with money bags that do not grow old, with the treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Let's pray. Father, in this evening afternoon, we come to you. We recognize that we are needy people, that we need these words to understand, to learn how to live a life free of anxiety, free of concern, and trusting in you. Please help us. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. This is a wonderful passage. There is something that is real, is a reality about everyone here in this room. Is that there is something that you worry about. Even if you are a kid, or if you are in your middle age, or if you are older, you have something to worry about. And the truth is that we have good reasons to be worried about. Our nature is so weak. We go through different areas of life. When we are a kid, we are concerned because we want to grow. We want to be like our older brother. We want to go to the school. We want to study. We want to have success. And when we are in school, we are wonder, we are concerned because we want to have a degree. And when we graduated, we want to have a job, and we are concerned about the job. And when we have a job, we have a degree, we have everything, we're going to get married. And we want to get married to the right person. And when we marry, we wonder if we will be able to have kids. And when we have kids, we will wonder if we are going to be able to raise them in the faith. And so on. Every stage of life has different concerns and anxiety. In the U.S., 40 million people suffer from different kinds of anxiety disorders. 40 million people. You know how much money the U.S. government has spent on treatments for anxiety? $42 billion. $42 billion. And you know that is a good reason to be worried about, because it's your taxes. It's your money that the government is spending in these treatments. But let me make this message very personal. What are you worried about? Just think for a moment, what are you worried about? What are your concerns? And let these words of Christ speak to your concerns in this afternoon. We're going to learn that Jesus has some good reason for us to stop worrying. The first one is that Christ said that life is more than food and clothing. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, life is more than food and clothing. The most important things in life are not things, beloved. Everything that we see, everything that we touch, eventually is going to disappear. If we set our hearts in those things, we are preparing ourselves for a life of anxiety and distress. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, life is more than food and clothing. Life is not about stuff. It's not about things. I was reading the other day in the New York Times, an article that was describing a common event here in the life of American people. And it's that when people have to leave their houses to go to retirement communities, they have to leave stuff away because the retirement communities are smaller. And this is a circumstance that brings a lot of distress because they are not only leaving their houses, but all the things that during life they were storing. And this is something very sad because they have to leave all these things that they were collecting through their life. And this is something that brings sadness and anxiety and concern and distress. What happens if we listen to the word of Jesus that says life is not about things? Life is more important. The second reason that Jesus gave to his disciples to stop worrying was a call to common sense. Jesus looked at them and he said, consider the lilies. Consider the wildflowers. Consider the ravens, the birds. If God, the Creator, take care of them, how much more valuable you and me are at the eyes of the Creator. How much more valuable we are at the eyes of our Creator. This speaks of what the theologians call the doctrine of providence. No? The providence of God is how God take care of everything that he has done. He created the world and he take care of the world. We have a wonderful God that take care of us. Jesus, in this text, when he's talking to his disciples, he said to them, "O you of little faith." And this is the heart of the problem. Because when we worry, it's because we are not trusting in Christ and his promises. When we listen our concerns, our anxieties, and stop to listen to the Lord, we are weak in our faith. A wonderful example we have in the Old Testament of learning how to trust in the Lord every day was during the time of the Exodus. You remember the people of Israel, they went through the desert, and the Lord gave to them and take care to them, bringing food. You remember the manna, no? Every day they have to go out and take the manna. But if they take the manna and they keep for the other day, what happened with the things? It turned bad, no? But you know, it takes a lot of faith of trusting to the Lord that tomorrow there will be another portion of manna. No? And the human tendency is, no, I want to keep for tomorrow. No? But the Lord said to the people of Israel, no, you have to trust. Tomorrow, there will be provision for you. But you have to believe. You have to trust today. The prayer that our Lord was teaching in the New Testament, that we find the Lord's Prayer, said, "Father, give us our daily bread. Today for today, not for the next week, for today." The Lord is teaching us to trust in him every day in his promises. We have to trust the Lord. And when we are in the midst of concern and anxieties, we have to listen his words. A wonderful text that I really love is Psalm 37:25, when David said that, just let me read it. Psalm 37:25. King David said, "I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread." No? What an incredible promise of God. "I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread." The Lord is good, the Lord is merciful, and he takes care of us. The third reason that the Lord Jesus gave to his disciples to not be worried about is that worry, or by concern, we accomplish zero. None. Look at in verse 26. The Lord Jesus said, if you are not able to do a small thing like that, why are you anxious about the rest? He's talking about adding a single hour of life. No? If you're not able to do this small thing, why you worry? You don't know that you are going to accomplish zero? You know how many diseases, one of the causes is anxiety? When you're anxious, your blood pressure goes up. By worrying, you're not adding an hour to your life. You are most likely losing hours. The Lord Jesus said, if you cannot do this small thing, why you worry? Last year, with my wife, we had the opportunity to do an internship as a pastor in a church in Rockford, Illinois. Wonderful church. And with my kids, we did a small trip to Chicago. And it's a beautiful city, nice place. And when we were coming back to Rockford, I have the GPS. I have no map. That is a mistake. I have the GPS, and I set the GPS to come back to Chicago. And guess what? The GPS was not working. And I don't have any idea about how to go back to Rockford. We were in the middle of the night, 11 p.m., with two kids, and I knew just something about Chicago, that it was a dangerous place. And with my wife, we were worrying, driving through the city, and at that time, we have two kids. And when I turned back to the kids, guess what they were doing? They were sleeping. We were in the midst of these difficult circumstances, and these two guys sleeping. Unbelievable. You know, they were very smart because they can't accomplish zero. They cannot do anything to help their parents to figure out how to go back to Rockford. If we wish just learn from the kids to trust in their parents, we have a wonderful Father in heaven. If you continue in the text, the Lord Jesus said, your Father in heaven, he has given you the kingdom. We have a Father in heaven that don't have troubles with GPS. He doesn't need the GPS. He knows how to get you through. He's with you. He's all-powerful, almighty, all-merciful. He's with you. He's going to take care of us. By worry, we accomplish zero. He's our Father, and he has given us the kingdom. We are not invited to the kingdom. We have the kingdom. We have the kingdom. We have the eternal security, the confidence that one day we'll see him face to face and there will be no worries, no concerns at all. Jesus said in this afternoon to you and to me, stop worrying. Trust me. Believe me. Life is not about things. By worrying, you are going to accomplish zero. I'm your Father. Trust me. Trust me. Stop worrying. And the other thing that Jesus said is that there is something to do. It's not just stop worrying and stay in that circumstance. We have work to do. The Lord Jesus said, seek the kingdom. Seek the kingdom. We have to stop to listen our concerns, and we have to actively work for the kingdom of God. We are God's instruments. We are his hands, his feet in this world. We can accomplish things that the Lord has for us. God used means, very common means like you and me, to have work done here in this earth. Something that person I really love about Scripture is when God is depicted, is shown in the Old Testament as a God that take care of the orphans and the widows. You don't love that text? That's a wonderful text. The Lord is a merciful God who take care of the orphans and the widows, those who are in need. And you know, if here in this community we seek the kingdom, we are taking care of one another, there's no place for concern. There's no place for anxiety because my brother and my sister, they will be there when I need them. You remember in the New Testament, we look at the book of Acts, Acts 2, 42 and so on, when it describes that the Christian community, they were free from concern. They shared their goods and they were having joy in the Lord because they care for each other. They were seeking the kingdom of God. Another thing that we have to do is to give ourselves. Look at what Jesus said in verse 33. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourself with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. We have to give ourselves. This is one of the texts in the Bible that are or is more difficult to explain. And related to this issue of worry, it doesn't make sense because if you have 10 and you worry about, when you give and you have 9, you have more reasons to worry about because you have less. But you know, The mathematics of the kingdom of God are different. The kingdom of God works in a different way. The Lord Jesus said that we are more blessed when we give than when we receive. There's more blessing in giving than in receiving. And there's a huge secret behind this. And there, I think, that lies the secret or the heart of why we worry about. We worry to lose the things that we love. We worry about the things that we love. If you look the text, the Lord Jesus finished with, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." If your treasure, if your ultimate purpose in life and meaning is in something that can be destroyed, you're preparing yourself for anxiety, because sooner or later, you're going to lose it. If your trust, your meaning in life is your beauty, years will come by. I remember when I was 20, I used to run fast, and now I have 20 more years, a lot of pounds. I'm not the man that I used to be. Life goes very quickly. We have to have a treasure where thieves cannot destroy, cannot take from us things. We have to give ourselves to the things that are eternal, that really matter. Don't fear, little flock, because it's your Father's goodwill to give you the kingdom. Don't fear. Listen to these words by the mouth of Jesus Christ. Do not fear, my little flock, because it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Stop worrying. Start seeking the kingdom and give yourself to the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Do you want to sing him now and then?